USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva giving an update on the cause of Tiger Woods' crash earlier this year. Villanueva continues.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the root causes must be addressed to solve periodic surges at the U.S.-Mexico border. Psaki telling reporters the root causes lie in the Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Vice President Harris has been tasked to work with those countries, although she has not yet been to the border. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The Winter Olympics are over a year away, but the Biden administration is already coming up with a plan.
The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy to handle the games in China with that country's human rights record. State Department officials clarified that a joint boycott has not been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there is no timeline for a decision on the games, with opening ceremonies not until February of 2022. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nike is pulling its sponsorship from Deshaun Watson amid sexual misconduct allegations. The sports apparel brand saying they're disturbed by the claims from 22 massage therapists who say Watson forced himself on them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt is warning that the fight against the coronavirus pandemic isn't over.
Progress we've made can be reversed if we let our guard down. Better days are on the horizon. We do believe a more normal 4th of July holiday is within reach.
During that same virtual briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the risk of potentially deadly infection is still looming, even as more people get vaccinated. The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad-X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralph, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
they're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop.
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.